Welcome back to Success Made to Last. This is our Transform Traveler series, and our special returning guest is Matthew Phillips, who is the AARP Travel Director. Today, we're going to be talking about travel trends, and we attended a recent travel show in Denver where 90% of the 10,000 people attending were well over 50 years old. Hey, Matthew, how are you doing, my friend?
It's a pleasure to be back on. If it's the same adventure travel show that is coming to the Washington, D.C. area here in a couple of weeks, I'm looking forward to attending that one as well.
If you just stand by and watch the crowd at the Denver travel show, you start to think, is there a clock ticking or something? Let's go. It seems like everybody at the show was ready to learn about where they were going to be traveling next.
Absolutely. Well, I think especially in those cities where it's a little bit cold right now, like you said, Denver or here in Washington, D.C., a lot of us are already thinking about our summer travel. Many of those locations will be in much warmer climates than we have today.
According to all these cruise statistics, boomers are cruising more. Tell us what you've learned from a recent report.
Absolutely. Well, you know, baby boomers, like you said, make up a huge audience and a huge customer base for the cruise lines. But at the same time, millennials and even Generation Z are also increasingly adopting cruises. So, you know, like you said, to dispel that false myth that it's just older people on cruises, completely false. And the cruise lines have really created experiences and ships and amenities that really cater to all audiences, whether or not it be someone in their 20s, with small children, to those folks that are in their 80s and above. So a lot of different variety of people on the ships these days.
Well, indeed. You've been in this travel industry for a long time. What have you seen in terms of trends and changes?
Sure. You know, I think, you know, and staying with the looking at cruises, I think that just the vast amount of change in the ships, the variety of ships that have gone into the market and that have hit the waters in the past few years has been one of the biggest changes that I've seen. I think cruise lines have really listened to what their customers want, both the younger customers as well as some of the older ones. And really, you know, there's a lot of different areas within the ships and on the experiences that have changed. Technology is really one of the key things. I remember one of the first times when I took a cruise, it was pretty difficult and quite expensive to get internet access. And whereas a lot of folks will take a cruise or take a holiday to where they want to get away from technology, the vast majority of folks seem to want to stay connected to some degree. Maybe not working 8 hours a day, whereas some folks probably still do. But they want to be able to stay connected to their friends, to their family, and to their social media, to be honest. One of the words that I've heard described is Instagrammable cruise experiences. Instagrammable has become part of our dictionary. I read an article one time recently that even acknowledge that cruise lines are probably creating some of their experiences with Instagram in mind, knowing that that is such an increasing way that travelers get ideas and they get inspired. And then, to be honest, you know, because people like to share and to show off sometimes, you know, whether or not that be the actual environment on a ship or even the food that someone's going to take a picture and post on Instagram or even some unique cocktails. So quite a lot of variety.
It's really interactive, isn't it, Matt? And we understand that AARP members can save up to $1,000 by booking on AARP.org. Tell us more about that.
We do. So right now, as a lot of folks know, that we're in the middle of wave season, and cruise lines are offering some of their best deals for travelers throughout the year. And at the AARP Travel Center, powered by Expedia, our members can save up to $1,000, depending upon the price the price point of the cruise, and it varies by cruise lines. But there's also different amenities, whether or not it be, you know, an onboard spend credit, whether or not that be an actual savings, whether or not there be a flight credit that's included. But there's also discounts on shore excursions and then onboard amenities. So there's a variety of different ways and that you can get to the AARP Travel Center.
Matthew, now that Jennifer Aniston is a part of your AARP group, have you started to design new strategy for Generation X?
Well, I can't speak for the strategy of our membership team, but I do know that a lot of the content and a lot of the tools on AARP's website and a lot of our travel offerings and our travel content are open to people of any age. So for example, you know, completely out of the travel space, but we have a retirement calculator that, you know, I've shared with my 20-something-year-old cousins because I think it's an excellent source for, you know, even though they're a long ways away from retirement, they should absolutely start planning and saving right now. So there's a variety of different information, and there's a lot of content and inspiration in the travel space that's relevant for anybody of any age, to be honest, not just the baby boomers and the Gen Xers like myself.
Well, thanks for saying that. Our friends in their 60s are now traveling with people that are 10 years younger, and while we may be 60, we feel like 45.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you see that with so many things through travel and through so many things in life these days.
Before we get to our lightning round, do you have any more travel tips for the upcoming cruise season and how to leverage the AARP benefits?
Sure. Well, I think one of the ways is to go to the AARP.org website and then click on over to the member benefits area where you can find all of the information of our cruise deals. Not just the AARP Travel Center powered by Expedia that I mentioned, but also through a couple of our other providers such as Grand European Travel. They offer a variety of different types of river cruises throughout Europe and throughout different areas of the world, and some excellent offers and some great deals and prices right now. So, and then also just on our website, there's general content, specifically information about cruising. And for those who haven't taken a cruise, you know, I encourage you to read some articles for first-time cruising, just to get some ideas of what to expect. My mom, for example, is taking her first cruise later this summer to Alaska, and I've tried to give her some of the advice that I wish someone had given me many years ago on my first cruises, and have sent her links to articles. So I encourage your listeners to take a look at our website as well.
Well, that's great. So, as you know, a tradition on this Transform Travel show is that we will ask our guests about their most recent travel, and we do it through the five senses.
And now I remember. I should have prepared for this.
That's okay, Matthew. This is our sensory travel lightning round. Let's start with sight. In the last year, for the trips that you experienced, what is the favorite picture on your smartphone?
My favorite picture on my smartphone from my most recent trip, we went to Hawaii. It's the first time I've ever been to Hawaii. The favorite picture is probably of taken off of our balcony of the condo when we were in Maui, where I had breakfast every morning and lunch most days, and sat outside because there was no better restaurant where I could have a better view than that picture.
Lovely. And moving to sound, what is a memorable sound from a recent vacation?
Sound, let's see. I'm going to stick with the most recent Hawaii trip just because it's fresh in mind. In the evenings, it was a lovely around high 60, 70 degrees. We slept with the windows and the sliding doors open so I could listen to the ocean as I fell asleep. And when I woke up, it was exhilarating.
That happens to be my wife's favorite travel sound. You two are birds of a feather. Now let's move to aroma, fragrance, or as some guests call it, stink. What lingers in your nose from recent trips?
Wow. With so many wonderful food options, I'm tempted to go to food. One of the things that stands out from our recent trip in Hawaii is just that unique fragrance that you get when you're in a tropical environment. It's just this, it's a sweet smell that we were driving up in the hills in Hawaii, and I had not experienced that smell since I was in the Caribbean a couple of years ago. That's what comes to mind. It's just that warm, sweet fragrance of being in a tropical environment that I know a lot of your listeners will hopefully resonate with.
Next is touch. Tell us about the most interesting person in Hawaii that helped you have a complete trip.
Wow. You know, we went to a coffee plantation on the Big Island one day, and there was a woman who was giving us our small tour and explaining how the operation worked. And we asked her how long that she had lived on the island. She said only a couple of years. She moved to the island directly from Wisconsin a couple of years ago, and basically re-careered her life. and decided that she wanted to write full time, and she did not need to do that in the cold of Wisconsin, that she could do that in a warmer environment. So she picked up and followed her dream and has been writing mostly full-time for the last couple of years in a truly inspiring and beautiful location. And I'll be honest, I really admired that. I think my boss doesn't want to hear me say that. She may think that I want to do the same thing, and there's probably a part of me that does. But that was actually really inspiring because it showed that people can actually pick up and do something pretty unique and pretty major if they put some planning and put their mind to it.
Hear, hear. Because you took time to sink into the local culture, that's what happens.
Absolutely, it's incredible. You know, get away from your condo or your hotel and go out and speak with some of the locals and really understand and get recommendations. The first day we got there a little bit late, and I asked the person who helped us check in to our condo for a couple of local recommendations. Not something that I would find on TripAdvisor per se, even though there are excellent recommendations on there. And it was just a great way to find out where his family would have dinner. And it was a great little seafood restaurant less than a mile from where we were staying. So great recommendations and good ideas to talk with local folks and understand how they live in places that many of us just visit, for a week or two at a time.
Sure. And that is a great segue into taste. If we were to come to the Phillips house tonight, what's for dinner based on your most recent travels?
Well, tonight it's probably going to be vegan burgers that I made last night, and it was too late to actually cook them. I'm increasingly a big fish eater. And I'll be honest, whenever I travel, and especially in my most recent travels, we had some amazing fish. So tonight will be vegan burgers, but tomorrow or the following day, you'll most likely find fish on my menu.
Matthew, thanks for being on Success Made to Last Transform Travel Show. Tell our listeners one more time where they can find out more information on AARP travel deals.
Sure, Rick. At the AARP.org website, when you get there, you can go to the member benefits section and click over and find all of your AARP member benefits, including financial, healthcare, travel, discounts, but obviously my area and my bias is for our travel benefits that you can find all year round. And you don't have to be a member to actually look at all the options, but once you do become a member, you can take advantage of all the benefits that we do have for our members.
That was Matthew Phillips. We appreciate him being on Success Made to Last Transform Travel. We hope that you'll join us again. And as we always say, may travel help you become the best version of yourself. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.